In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight I have two subjects I want to speak with you about. The first is finding the will of God. When do we think of this subject? You know, we started a few weeks ago with the 9F, I think. I told you that this course is kind of 9F. Follow me. Our theme of the Lent, our theme for you as evangelists, is what the Lord said, follow me. So one of these F important factors in following Christ is to find His will all the time. My question to you, when do we think of this point in evangelism? I mean, in what occasions, in what situations we think of this subject? We need to know the will of God. What happens to push us to think this way? Peter. While opening a new country, we need to know, is this the right way? Is this the right time? Is this the right country? What else? Viva. Okay, earlier than before beginning our missionary, we need to know if this service ours or not. Does really God want us in evangelism or in other services? What else? What other occasions one may think of this? God, please, I need to find your will. إيه تاني مواقف الواحد يحس إنه نفسه أعرف إرادة ربنا especially in our service أو بشمهندس عادل. When we have several alternatives in many things like many villages to start with, many opportunities, many servants to choose, so we need to know the will of God. إيه كمان شيري؟ When we stuck with closed doors, yes, sometimes we find out that the service is not going easy, as if there is some doors closed. So we need to know what's exactly happening. What do you want to tell us? Amen. Very good. When I am within the mission, inside any short mission, and there is kind of changing plans. مثلا يعني transportation اتعطلت, الجو اتلخبط, الموضوع اللي كنا هنعمله مش هينفع. So it happens in many missions that the plans, you know, we cannot apply our previous plans. So at that time we need to know, please God guide us, what exactly you want us to do. Sharif, could that will happen? Very good. When we get some good ideas or chances, so we need to know this chance, this open door, is it from God or it's just يعني incidental ولا accidental, يعني الحكاية عشوائي ولا فعلا ربنا بيقول هو ده الباب. Go ahead, Habib. To select servants and priests. Yes, within our missionary work, we need to select some of the local servants. We need to pray, to ask God guide our choices. We need to find His will in choosing the best one in this or that. In what other occasions we may think of this theme while serving? Monica? Yes, even outside our missionary service, even in our personal life, sometimes we need to know the exact will of God concerning marriage, concerning immigration, concerning changing career, concerning many other decisions. Peter? Very good. In some decisions like giving the whole life to the missionary service or being a devoted service for his whole life. This also needs some guidance or to know the exact will of God. Saddali? Yes, when you target some special category of people and you find in your way that there is another category of people you were not planning for, and these people are ready to accept the word of God, like what happened in Jonah story, Hikayat Yunan, he was not targeting anyone, not Nineveh, not anyone, but you know, while he was traveling in the boat, God guided him to target the sailors, although they were not in the plan, he was not in the mood. Lakin, this is the will of God. Okay, so finding the will of God is an important element in following Christ. In order to follow God, to follow Christ in His way, in order to be a good servant, actually you need to this point all time. Even when you serve, when you pray, when you choose any choice, when you decide any decisions, when you are stepping forward in your mission, you need all the time to find the will of God. So I'll speak in 20 minutes to express what are the steps of finding the will of God, and then you will have like 10 minutes discussion, and then another subject of tonight. First of all, let's review some of the important verses related to this. One of this in Thessaloniki, the first Thessalonians letter, chapter 4, for this is the will of God, your sanctification. So if you put it in a general way, finding the will of God, the shortest answer for the commonest question, what is the will of God in my life, is one word, your sanctification, to be a saint. This is the shortest answer, and you know, the over يعني الشكل الكامل للموضوع. So God wants all of us to be His saints, to be sanctified in whatever we do, in wherever we go, in whatever choices we may make. Another important verse, when St. Paul said, who desires all men to be saved. So this is the will of God. He desires all men, all. This all is important actually, because sometimes culturally we focus on our people and we cannot equalize other people like our people. We cannot consider other nations like our nation. But in the will of God, He wants to save all men and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Another important verse, what the Lord said once, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. So, His will is to give life to people. And this life is in Him. There is no other life. According to our belief, Christian belief, there is no life outside Christ. So we are giving Christ to people to live, and this life can be abundant. So this is our goal. This is the will of God. Last verse in this, Christ Himself was praying, take this cup away from me, nevertheless not my will but yours be done. Not my will. So as if the Lord telling us that sometimes our will may stand against His will. Sometimes. So we need to be careful that we need His will, not our will. So before starting the answer of the question, how to find out the will of God in so and so, we need first of all to remind ourselves that the will of God at last is the salvation of us and others. His will is everyone should know Christ the only way. The first point In order to find out the will of God, you need to put His kingdom at the ultimate goal, at the most important target in your life. And this should be clear all time. مشكلتنا أحباء إن إحنا ساعات بنفقد الهدف. فأول ما السماء تروح من قدام عينينا, sometimes when we lose the kingdom of heaven before our eyes, we do not even think of this question. We do not ask God to tell us what to do. We do not seek His will, because actually we lost the target. So Christ said, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. So I'm telling this before other points in the answer of the common question, how to find out the will, simply because, you know, if you lose track with the kingdom of heaven, if you lose your focusing on your salvation, you can never think of other salvation. يعني الواحد هيتوه لو انت نفسك السماء راحت من قصادك, حتى لو بتخدم وحتى لو مكرس, مش هتعرف تختار, مش هتسمع صوت ربنا. In other words, we always pray أبانا الذي, when we say your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it's in heaven. So your will be done means I need your will, I wish your will be done, and your will, as you told us, the salvation of all, the eternal life for all. So let's make your will done. Also, in his teaching on the Sermon of the Mountain, ask, it will be given to you. Seek, you will find. Knock, it will be open to you. You know, this asking or seeking or knocking, it's always related to the will of God. So the promise is not absolute, like if you ask for money, you may not get money. But when you ask for the kingdom of God, now you will be given. So the promise is related to the kingdom of God. The second point, we need to pray, Lord, what do you want me to do? أنا نفسي نطلع بالإكسرسايز ده. We need to exercise always, praying all times, God, please, tell me what you want me to do. Daily, and not only daily, by the way, in many minor occasions or minor choices. Sometimes, I'll tell you my experience, sometimes I may think of telling you or in any other meeting something, but you know, when I pray, please God, tell me what exactly you want me to tell these people, sometimes I change my mind and choose another topic. So I felt it many times that just by praying, please God, tell me what you want me to do, it may change many things. So you have to exercise praying this one in all time. I mean, even when you speak to somebody, somebody is taking your advice and think, and you are programmed to tell him do this and that. But if you just pray 1 minute, 1 second, guide me God, tell me what you want me to tell him, you may give him different answer. So by praying you may see things different. So after putting the kingdom of heaven before our eyes clear, we need to exercise, to practice, to train ourselves on this prayer. Lord, what do you want me to do? As when we say in a psalm, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your path. It's the same meaning, you know, show me your ways. يبقى الواحد زي اللي تايه, أنا مش عاوز أمشي بدماغي. In another psalm, restore us, O God, cause your face to shine, and we shall be saved. This kind of shining upon us means things are clear. You can see clearly the will of God. You can say exactly, this is the will of God. That's exactly what God wants us to do. But it's not easy to say it, because we are not praying much. We do not seek His will enough. We just go our way the way we used to do. In another psalm, we pray, He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your justice as the noonday. So again, this clear vision, this shining of light means that you can see what exactly the will of God. Another psalm says, lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before my face. Again, this goes with the prayer, Lord, what do you want me to do? Lead me. Because of the enemies. Many enemies may push me in diverted way, in wrong way. So please lead me and show me exactly your will. The third point, we need to ask for wisdom. We need to seek God's wisdom. We cannot go seeking His will if we are not wise. Being wise means simply that you are always doing His will. تاني الحتة دي معلش. Being wise as one of the pillars of our spiritual life, that you live your life wisely. Being wise simply means that you do the will of God always. يعني عشان تقول في واحد حكيم معناه مش عبقري ولا ذكي ولا قاري كتب الدنيا. حكيم في لغتنا معناه ببساطة بيعمل اللي ربنا عاوزه طول الوقت. هو ده الحكيم. حتى لو قال له ادخل نام، حتى لو قال له كل، حتى لو قال له ابعد عن الناس، اقعد مع الناس، اسكت، اتكلم. المهم انه حكيم معناه انه guided by the spirit، انه بيعمل اللي ربنا عاوزه. So another point in this program of finding the will of God, that we need also to exercise seeking wisdom. And you know, nobody will seek wisdom unless he feels unwise, right? If you feel wise enough, you will never ask for wisdom. But if you always feel that you are not wise enough and you are not up to the standard to take decisions in your life and in your service, in this case, all the time you will pray, please, I need your wisdom. Give me your wisdom. As given by St. James, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So, kind of promise, let him ask and he will be given. You know, St. James again said, this wisdom does not descend from above. There is a heavenly wisdom and there is another earthly one. We are not trying to be wise at these demonic, sensual, wise people. No, we need to be wise as God's people with the wisdom of heaven, and this is the fruit of prayer. Again, remember Solomon. He was very young. By the way, he was younger than many of you. He did not reach the 30s, I think, when he was the king of the most expandable kingdom in the whole world at that time. And he was a young king, but he cried out for wisdom. He seeked wisdom. So Christ came to him and gave him this wisdom. Therefore, give to your servant, this was his prayer, an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. This is, you know, one kind of definition, how to define wisdom is to discern, تميز, between good and evil. To know, is it good to speak or to keep silent? To go this way or not to go? So, you know, you need to know what's good and what's evil in anything. For it, who is able to judge these great people of yours? رابع نقطة, the fourth point is God's word. In order to find the will of God, again our F of tonight is finding the will of God. We started saying that this is very essential in our life as Christian and very essential in our life as evangelists. We need to find the way, the will of God. And started by telling you that the goal, the ultimate goal, the kingdom of heaven should be clear. All our life is going this way. Second point, we need to exercise praying. Give me your will, guide me your way. The third point, we said that ask for wisdom, because the wisdom will take you the right way. The fourth point is to study the Word of God, because the Word of God is the light. You know, it happened with Samuel in his early days when he first met Christ, in his early days of spiritual life when he was very young. If he calls you, that you must say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant hears." So this is the way you gain wisdom, and this is the way by which you can know the will of God. When you read the Bible, when you listen to the words of Bible, of the Bible, just pray saying, "Speak, Lord." يعني ده كمان exercise ثالث يا جماعة, عند الواحد كل ما يقرأ الإنجيل أو يسمعه يقول له تكلم يا رب, تكلم عبدك سامع. When you read the Bible this way or listen to the words of the Bible in this way, God is speaking and you listening carefully, you will be given the wisdom, you will know the exact will of God in whatever stage in your life. Also, David prayed, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So the word of light, of life, the word of the Bible, God's word is kind of light. So when you put the light on, you can see. Don't go this way, go this way. Again, St. Paul said about the word of God is living, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. This kind of sharp sword means that you can cut short the decision. You can take the decision sharply. You know exactly what's the will of God. يعني ما تكون كلمة ربنا زي السيف بتبقى قاطعة, يعني ايه ده ولا ده, لا ده ده غلط. You can never say so if you are not in a good relationship with the word of God. لما تكون بتقرأ الإنجيل كويس هتبقى you are cutting short things by the word of God, easily guided by the will of God or by the Holy Spirit. Fifth point, you know, love commandment. To find the will of God, you have to keep this commandment as first priority. Because, you know, devil may try to distract your attention or guide you wrong way. Especially concerning this commandment. If you are wise enough, you know that you can never do anything against this commandment. So any choice against love is not God's will, is not God's choice. Sometimes you think in a way that better to get rid of this one. This is against God's will. Whatever your mind say, this is against God's will, because God's will is always love. Love commandment is a first priority. So you can never think this way. This is the way of managing things in the world, but it's not managing things in the kingdom of heaven. في الإدارة العادية يخلصوا من الناس المتعبة, إنما إحنا في الكنيسة ما ينفعش ده يكون التفكير, لأنه لو سألت ربنا ماذا تريد يا رب, أريد أن الجميع يخلصون, يخلصون مش تتخلص منهم. فأمين. Isn't God's will never be this wrong way, get rid of this or that just to live peacefully. No, this is not God's will. St. Peter said, above all things, have fervent love for one another. Above all things. So, if you are seeking God's will, you pray to find out the will of God. You need to remind yourself always that, I know before you answer me, God, that you care for love. And I will consider loving others before even you answer my question. What do you want me to do in this or that? Again, St. Paul said, owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. So, this, you know, we need to love others, and it's not our choice. We have no choice in this. We should love people. We should. And there is no God's will against love. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. So if love is not there, then we are all out of His will. Again, in any mission, in any teamwork, in any spiritual service, if we do not care for love, if we do not consider others enough, actually we are not going the right way. We are not doing His will. We may think, يعني بعبقرية, لكن we are not even touching His will. The sixth point is guidance. Again, I'm telling you, our F of tonight, to follow Jesus, to follow Christ, as He said, follow me, we need to find out all time His will. And we started by saying His ultimate will, the last step in His will, is for all of us to catch His kingdom of heaven. We need to pray, we need to read the Bible, we need to ask for wisdom, we need to love others and to keep this love as first priority, and we need to be guided by our priests, our spiritual leaders. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. You know, in the Greek language, these elders is written presbyteros, which translated perfectly as priests. يعني كلمة elders دي مش دقيقة قوي معلش. All of you be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility. For God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So, you know, this humble heart who seeks guidance when you go to your father of confession asking him in many decisions, please guide me this way or that way. I don't want to do it myself. I don't want to choose for myself. In this way, with prayer, with God's word, with asking for wisdom, with enough time, you will be guided the best way. Also written in Jeremiah, I will give you shepherds according to my heart who will feed you with knowledge. So our role as fathers, as shepherds, to feed you with knowledge and understanding. So when you do not understand the will of God, you go to your father. He will tell you what exactly the will of God. You need to be guided. Don't guide yourself. Don't go your mind, because sometimes it's not God's will. Again, in Deuteronomy, remember the days of old, consider the years of many generations. Ask your father, he will show you. Your elders, they will tell you. So asking the father or asking the elders, this help in knowing God's will. The last step, just give enough time. Sometimes we need to know the will of God, but we are in a hurry. يعني بنبقى مستعجلين. And sometimes we miss it. We think that He told us to do this, and this was not what He wants us to do. But we were in a hurry. So we need to give some time to listen carefully to His voice, to know exactly His will. We need not to be in a hurry. بالذات في القرارات الكبيرة ما تستعجلش عشان ما تتلخبطش. Sometimes even in some mission, inside the mission you need to pray more. Just stay for some time praying, take a quiet time, hold on few minutes. You may listen to different plan you never think of. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven. So Christ will give you His will if you just wait. Just wait. Pray, study the Word of God, and wait. He will tell you. Don't rush. As the Lord said once, what I'm doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this. Sometimes we may not know everything on our time, but we need to consider His time and His plans. Also, sometimes we do not have answers to many questions. Why this door closed? Why this country we cannot enter now? Why we cannot do this and that? Why God is not helping me to change myself for better quality of service? Why He is not giving me this gift I needed badly in His service? Sometimes we do not have answers, but we need to believe, to trust His wisdom. As said by Paul, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgment and His ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord? He's asking as if He's telling, no one can know all things in the mind of the Lord. You can never know all thoughts, all His plans, all His wisdom. Nobody can get all what's in the mind of the Lord. Or who has become His counselor? يعني معناها مهما كان جماعة مخنا صغير وربنا مخه كبير. So He knows exactly what's the best for us, and sometimes even if we do not find answers, He knows exactly what He's doing. يبقى كده نلخص ونقول يا جماعة, to follow Christ we need to find the will of God in all steps, not only in major planning but also in minor steps. We need to practice asking God, please guide me your way. Show me your will. Tell me what to do. We need to exercise this. We need to study God's word, and this will help us as lightning up, shining kida, on to know the best way or the right way. We need to give Him some time. We need to be quiet. We need to be guided by our fathers of confession. We need to ask for His wisdom and to feel always unwise, not wise enough to take big decisions. By this we will be guided in His will. Glory to God. Amen. مين عندي سؤال؟ طب أنا عندي سؤال. I have a question. Actually, for myself, my weakness, and many of you, usually we forget to ask God to guide us when we know what to do. فاهمين أنا أقصد إيه؟ We plan for things and we started implementing our plan and we go for the mission and we know how to do this and that, and after 1 hour we will do this and that. So actually we may spend many days not asking God to guide us because, you know, everything planned and we know what to do. Help me. شوفوا لي حل. فاهمين انا بقصد ايه؟ ساعات ما عندناش الحيرة اللي تخلينا نقول له قول لي عاوزني اعمل ايه. ما انا عارف, بيتهيألي ان انا عارف. هيا تصوني. Yes, تصوني is telling God that sometimes there is a better way. حتى لو انت شايف نفسك صح. ايه كمان؟ It's my problem now what to do to remind myself that even if I planned and I'm doing good, but maybe this is not His will. فأعمل إيه عشان أفتكر؟ فاهمين سؤالي ولا القضية دي مش شغلاكم وأنا شغلان أنا شخصيا؟ هيا أبويا ها؟ Yes. أبونا كراس بيقول when I feel needy, when I feel I need to be guided all the time, I will ask more and more for guidance. But if I lose this feeling of need, I will not ask for His will. يبقى الإحساس بالإحتياج يأمن من الطريق. أبونا قال كده. إيه كمان؟ نعمل إزاي؟ أماني ها؟ إيه ده تاني سوري؟ Yes, I should accept whatever changing. Yeah, but sometimes everything according to the plan. فما يعني لما الحكاية بتمشي زي ما أنا خططت لها بالضبط. مش بحس ان انا محتاج اقول له يا رب عرفني عاوز ايه, ما انا عارف انا ماشي كويس. فاهمين ده ممكن يفضل اسابيع وشهور على كده. شريف, I may measure the fruits to know the outcome. ماشي بيتر. Better to ask for his will even if I know what to do. جميل. فيفا, I need to surrender. أسلم شوية. ماشي تفضلي ورا مش شايف قوي. مين؟ أنا فاهمك, يعني أنت بتأكدي الكلام إنه ساعات بنجري ونمشي كذا خطوة ويكون عاوزنا نمشي خطوة واحدة مثلا, صح كده؟ يا ما أنت بتأكدي سؤالي إنه ممكن ربنا يكون عاوز يقول وقف وأنا مش موقف لأن أنا مخطط إن أنا أمشي, فأنا ما احتجتش أسأله أوقف ولا أكمل, أنا دايس أنا مكمل. ماري ها؟ جميل الحتة دي. I should train myself to pray and ask for his will even if I know what should I do. لأنه ممكن يكون my knowledge is not complete أو أنا اللي بيتهيأ لي كده. Like what happened with Saint Paul when he was preaching the word of God in Asia and he was planning to do many things and the Holy Spirit prevented him sharply many times. Until he knew that this was not the will of God. أيوة حنان. طبيعي لما هصلي كتير يا رب ارشدني, يا رب عرفني طريقك, يا رب اعلن رأيك, يا رب خليني اعمل ارادتك, والزن المستمر ده حتى لو انا ماشي هيبقى في ربنا بيحركني اسهل. لان لو فقدت روح الصلاة وروح الاحتياج هعصلك هتربس وهتضايق مش هيبقى عندي سلام, ولو حاجة ما مشيتش زي ما انا عاوزها تمشي هتعكنن, ده معناه ان انا مش فاهم ربنا بقى. تفضل يا سمس. Yeah, another good point, I should open my ears to others because sometimes God may speak on the tongues of my fellow servants. Sometimes he speaks on the tongues of the served people. ممكن المخدوم أو زميلي يكون بيلمح بحاجة ويكون دي ربنا اللي بيقولها وأنا مش راضي أسمع. عدول. Yeah, it's a good point. When I praise God and always being thankful to Him, this will help me to listen easier to His voice. أبونا كراس. برضو I should stop evaluating myself on myself because this will, you know, يعني هيغشني يعني. No, I need to evaluate myself on his word and on others better people than me عشان ما اضحكش على روح. حد يفتينا في حاجة تاني؟ هاي تفضل. Yeah, sometimes I need to learn from my mistakes. Go ahead. Very nice, very nice. Yeah, sometimes one may forget to pray, may forget to ask God for His guidance. And so he's wasting time and pushing himself down. طب ماشي بالراحة بس. قول يا بس ما حصلش حاجة. ها. امال احنا بنقول من الصبح يا عم. سؤال جميل. بيسو بيقول ان sometimes we are attracted in some way or some mission or some service and we are fully convinced that this is our way and maybe this is our mission, but sometimes our heart deceiving us. So how can we discern between God's will and our desire to do things? I think the same steps, Habib. Just keep praying. God, show me your will. Second point, study God's word. Third point, ask for guidance of your father of confession. Another point, give some time. Don't hurry. Yeah, don't push it. Don't rush. Ask always for wisdom. كل الخطوات دي هي اللي هتخليني اميز. هي الرغبة دي انا اللي عاوز. حتى جوه الخدمة انا ممكن بقى جوه الخدمة عاوز حاجة معينة وحاجة شكلها كويس بس ما تكونش ده اللي ربنا عاوزه. فهي عاوزة طبعا ايه مزيد من الصلاة والانجيل والوقت والخضوع عشان ما يبقاش المزاج اللي بيحركني حتى جوه الخدمة على فكرة.